airchecks.com.
I think that deserves a Beatles record, right?
I just got a chill.
Yeah.
It gave me a chill. You know, Dan, remembering it, was sitting there, I was standing in the room there, and I went over to the Venetian blinds, and they went crazy.
It was insane. It was a moment that will never be equaled again, I think.
I saw it, and that's kind of a, you know, it shows you the power of radio, and what a station like a WABC can do, and it's frightening, the power.
It is frightening.
And all the fun we had, you know, I don't forget when they came in, and they called us. Remember the night they called us from the car when they first arrived at the...
At the airport.
Right. They did. We love you, WABC.
That's right.
And that was the last time they were nice like that.
Well, they were, you know, younger then, I guess. It was.
They were scared. They were nervous.
Oh, sure.
That tape gave me a thrill. That really did.
I'll get you a copy of it.
Would you do that? I would really love that.
I certainly will. And Bruce, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you. Continued great success to you.
I consider you as one of my very closest, dearest friends. We've gone through so much together. And what you're doing there in the microphone, at that little, in that studio over there at 1330, I feel at home. I feel very, very much at home in those microphones.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Good talking to you.
Thank you. And Dan, listen, if you ever want a morning job or an afternoon job, I got four stations I can use you.
Maybe I get some weekend work. It wouldn't be a total loss.
I'll give you Saturdays and Sundays off.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Bruce. Thank you so much. That's Bruce Morrow. And as long as we're here, there is something I wanted to do. I got to reach around and back here to do it, because the other voice you heard on there was the voice of Scott Muni. And someone said Scott Muni came in and said something about me, and I guess this is what it was.
Tonight, hear your top 12 favorites, the Daily Dozen, as voted by you, our listeners, beginning at 7:15 on the newer than new WABC Instant Sound Survey. At 8:15, the Scott Muni Show goes solid gold with the hits of yesterday. And then again at 9, more of your hits of the day, the voice of the people, on the exciting and exclusive WABC Instant Sound Survey. Tune in, Scotland Yard, tonight and every night, 7:15 till 10. On WABC, one of America's great stations.
Muni at 7:15. You be sure to be here when he plays the top 12, the Daily Dozen, from the Instant Sound Survey on WABC, the swing along sound of New York. WABC hit time, 19 minutes before 6 o'clock. And your Dan Ingram, go.
Hey, Big Dan, it's Scott Muni, old Scottso. So, 20 years in one place. Wow. That's got to be some kind of a record. The professor remembers when you started on the air there. As a matter of fact, I remember your first show when you said, "This is Big Dan Ingram on WIL St. Louis, WABC New York."
That's right.
Very officially and all in one breath.
It sure did.
And I remember, too, you were only 16 when you started, so let's see, you're about 36. Not bad. Well, we wish you continued success in everything you do, and I hope that you will appreciate the Timex watch that your chief bosses are going to give you for 20 years in the service.
I love it. Thank you, Scott. So he's on WNEW-FM now. He's a program director there, and he's one hell of a nice guy. And Rick James came back with some more interesting things about what happened in the next 5 years, which was 66 on?
Starting with 66, your fifth anniversary show.
Right. Shadow?
We should have.
Joe Nolan is standing by to do whatever it is. Is there any traffic out there, Joe?
Thank you, sir.
Catch you during the real news at 55.
Yes, sir.
All righty. You know, something happened during that tape we were playing before about a Beatles spectacular, a Beatles doubleheader. I mean, later on in FM, they used to play 2, 3, 4 records in a row. Well, we did that every half hour in WABC all through the 60s, the mid-60s. Every half hour, we came out of the news with a Beatles doubleheader. And the reason we could do that is at one time, 9 out of the top 10 tunes on our list were Beatles records. And we just thought for old time's sake, we'd do it again.
WABC, spin, spin.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
myself. As you heard, we had an awful lot of jingles in those. God, did we have jingles. And we had promos. Here's one of the promos that, and this takes me back to 1965.
Let's go, go, go.
Your radio is set for the go-go sound of All-American Radio, WABC. After the Jets game and throughout the week, all day and night, the Jet Set sings and swings to the sound of modern America. The go-go music of WABC. The biggest hits of the day, plus the biggest hits of recent years, presented by radio's most popular air personalities, the All-American team of WABC. Herb Oscar Anderson, Cousin Bruce Morrow, Charlie Greer, Bob Lewis, and yours truly, Dan Ingram. WABC is where you hear the news 5 minutes sooner, too.
Go, go, go.
That's right, 77 Radio is the station to stay with, because WABC gives you everything you want to hear, at home, in your car, at any time of the day or night. You stay with 77 Radio, All-American Go-Go Radio, WABC.
To be a go, 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 go on the end of that. That's the other version, I guess, yeah. That sounded like Alvino Ray and the Clark sisters, who used to, one of them was married to him, I think, as a matter of fact, and that was during the Alvino Ray jingle singing times. We had all kinds of jingles and promos. This was another one that ran.
This week, WABC proudly presents these super hit sounds, the Rolling Stones. Jive Five.
I'm a happy man.
Tom Jones.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sonny and Cher.
I got you, babe.
Jerry Lewis and the Playboys.
Save your heart for me.
The Four Tops.
Save
the Beatles.
Help, I need somebody. Help.
Plus dozens of other top stars in continuing entertainment presented by the All-Americans. Minutes of the music you want to hear are heard on Go Go Radio.
77 WABC.
Me and Don Amell, who is an engineer here, is now the chief engineer of WLS in Chicago, and one hell of a nice guy. Used to do those every week. That was fun. And also paid for it, too, which was nice. We might as well play one of those records that's in that tune back in 19... Are you ready? 65. The number one tune of that year. The Stones. Satisfaction. Attraction. I used to always say that on the air. Nobody ever knew why. It was because I had ordered a Chevrolet. And and they kept telling me after 3 months that they couldn't get it because they couldn't get any positive traction. And I had ordered it. And as a matter of fact, I canceled the order. I never bought the car. But that's another story. That was back in the days where I had 464 cubic engines, inch engines and all that garbage like that. Remember this thing?
This is Radio WABC, where the beat goes on every day, day after day.
ABC!
Moving you through life with a musical beat, the bigger beat, the better beat. The beat goes on 77 Radio WABC.
More and more people hear more and more music on 77 WABC.
Inspired by the Marquis de Sade, as I recall. There was one time when the beat didn't go on. As a matter of fact, I was on the air, the first big blackout, and we have an actual air check. I don't know where it came from, but it's an actual, someone had power, an actual air check of what happened at about, always about a quarter after five. Again, the music is telescoped in this, so you won't hear all the records, but if you listen carefully, you'll hear things slowing down, because as the power went down, our tape machines, by this time, were all on tape. Everything's on tape. No turntables at all. Our tape machines were slowing down along with the power. And I didn't know what the hell was going on. And a couple minutes later, in the middle of the newscast, that was it. And I grabbed an armload of records and drove very slowly out to our transmitter in Lodi, New Jersey. I was on the air with my good friend who I met back in New Haven many years ago, Tom Romano. And I were on together doing a talk show till about 4:30 that morning, because we had power at our transmitter, but we didn't have it in the studio. Anyway, this is what happened on the air during the blackout. Like that scene from Blazing Saddles, if you remember it well. You know, all this day could not go by without the frequent mention of a guy who is probably more responsible for your listening habits in the last 20 years than anybody else, Mr. Rick Sklar, who is one of the certified, bona fide geniuses of programming. It's my pleasure to have worked with him for many, many years, and Rick evidently had a couple of words to say.
And yes? This is Rick Sklar. During the 12 years that I programmed WABC Radio, you were my biggest star. People would ask me, how do you handle a Dan Ingram? How do you give direction to such a highly rated DJ? It can't work. But you and I know that it did work. It was my job to keep the station on top, and you always outperformed the other programs. I think it was your sense of humor that got those extra ratings. But with that sense of humor, you always had both of us just one step ahead of the lawyers. Whether it was the toll collectors who sued when you explained the system of pocketing quarters up to a 5% weekly overage, or the People's Republic of China that protested when you accused them of substituting your laundry man for Chairman Mao, or the Indian tribe that went after you for your Tonto impersonation, or the general outcry when you faded down Stevie Wonder and said, "Over here, Stevie, you're singing into a telephone pole." You always managed to offend somebody, Dan, but it sure brought in the ratings. Dan, I wish you even bigger ratings in the next 20 years.
Thank you, Rick. Don't say another 20 years. I don't think I could take it. That's Rick Sklar. It was so nice of him to record that at the plate now, and I really appreciate it. That's right. I did say all those things. I'm so ashamed of myself. Well, back in the year 1966, there was a different kind of feeling about war and stuff like that, and number one record of that year comes up in just a second.
77 WABC Dan Ingram.
Fighting soldiers from the sky.
Well, that was the number one tune that year, and I guess a lot of people still feel the same way about the brave men who fought for this country. You can't fault them for that. It's time now for news, real news to get you updated, and real traffic with the real Joe Nolan. Coming up next, more of our 20th anniversary show. We'll have the number one tune of 67. That'll be coming up right after the news.
News.
The fourth of most music on
77 WABC
New York.
Ah, that's good to hear that again. I miss the staff announcers. They're some of the great men of the industry. That was John Cozier, George Ansborough, George Hayes, and so many of the other guys who are just such. When I walked in here, and I remember once when George Ansborough came in to do the news on my show, because staff men did the news in those days. I mean, he was one of my heroes. I mean, what an honor it was to have a man of that stature, and all the other guys, too, who are such great talents. That's part of the fun of the early days here. You remember this thing?
Happy 20th anniversary.
Oh, that's the wrong thing.
Happy 20th anniversary to you. 20 years of Dan Ingram on WABC.
Well, that's nice. You fooled me. We were about to play the record that was the number one record of way back in 1967. Remember this? Right. You remember who sang it? I used to call her Ul Ul. Because it sounded better that way. This is To Sir With Love, Lulu. Truth be known, I never liked that record. I mean, let's face it, you can't love them all, and that may be your all-time favorite record, but it is, I apologize, but it just never really turned me on. For a long time here at WABC, the guy who did the afternoon news was a very talented, very astute man who now works for the network and makes a lot of money, a guy named Bob Hart. We always used to do thin jokes about Bob. You know, Bob Hart was sitting in a sports car the other day and got shifted into fourth gear. Bob Hart is so thin, it says Eberhard Faber, number two, up one side of his body. Bob Hart is so thin, he stepped on a tack the other day and looked like a lowercase T coming down the street, upside down. Anyway, Bob Hart has had a few words to say, and I'd like to hear what they are.
Hi there, Dan, and happy 20th anniversary from the man who used to do the Action Central newsy-doos during the Ingram thing. I'm Bob Hart, stepping out of my role as mild-mannered ABC Network News correspondent, and remembering that day in January of 1968 when, fresh in from Detroit and with butterflies in my stomach, I made my New York radio debut with you. Within a matter of weeks, you'd succeeded in removing the butterflies, breaking me up on the air, and giving me a title I still get hit with every now and then, World's Skinniest Newsman.
When we last left Bob Hart, he was trapped in the top of a mountain by an evil lion who was about to eat him. Even though there wasn't much, he was a very hungry lion. Bob, however, had his magic... was capable of annihilating anything. So he pointed his at attacked the lion, and we heard...
In WABC News headlines, Governor Rockefeller is reportedly firing Frank Aikman as president of the Long Island Railroad. A Black Panther spokesman says there is no plot to free 21 Panthers jailed for an alleged plot to bomb department stores. Right now, 74 degrees and cloudy. Full news. At 55.
Wonderful. Leave Bob alone, please. He's barely a toothpick. They couldn't do anything for it. Go ahead.
And Dan, you'll be happy to know that I haven't gained a pound since then.
Yeah.
So I guess I can still keep the title World's Skinniest Newsman for a while. And I can still put a red yarmulke on my head and go to a masquerade party as a matchstick. And though I've moved on to other assignments, I still have fond memories of my 11 years working with you in the good old days at WABC. It's always nice to work with a pro, and I did. Happy 20th, Dan, and may you have 20 more if you want them.
Mercy. Bob Hart, a true gentleman in this business, a very talented guy, and I'm glad he's doing so well. It's good to hear from him again. We used to always kid Bob. As a matter of fact, I remember one time, this was the intro, as I recall.
Now, once again, the famous Viennese authority and champion varmint shooter of DeKalb Avenue, Bob Hart, will do Action Central News while standing on one finger, whistling Yankee Doodle through his earlobe underwater. In the men's room of the Mills Hotel, while being attacked by a herd of Elvis Presley fans who heard that he didn't like the old man.
News briefs 5 minutes sooner from WABC, New York. This is Bob Hart.
We used to have a thing with Bob. We used to take him along. We ever dropped any change and it went through a grating, we put a little chewing gum on his head. Just stick him down in there. And then we found out he could open his mouth and just pick up the coins anyway. So it was saved on chewing gum. Thanks, Bob Hart, for being part of the show. We got the number one record of 1968 for you. And I guess I can say this. I don't think that the word I'm going to use will really frighten any young people. And certainly older people will know what I'm talking about. But someone asked me a long time ago... what I thought were the real qualifications for being a disc jockey. And I said then, as I say now, the only real qualification for being a disc jockey is you must be able to defecate in less than 3 minutes. If you can do that, you got it beat. Now, this record changed all that. It made life so easy. This has been called the Bathroom Blues, a toilet tune, but it's Hey Jude, the number one record of 1968, 6 minutes and 42 blessed seconds long.
Hey Jude.
Well, Slate, there's no paper about there. one of the all-time greats. Well, they'll do the jingle. We're playing old jingles today, too. Wow.
He's here!
Big Dan.
He's on!
I never told you what I was on, either. I never was, really. That's one thing I never got into. But anyway, one of the all-time great talents, one of the all-time great talents in broadcasting, showbiz, sports, singing, everything, is the one and only Howard Cosell. And Howard once sang a song so well that I had to play it for him before you had a chance to talk to him.
I'm living today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York.
Howard, please.
Hello.
Hello, hello, Howard. Howard Cosell is out in the Hamptons somewhere and on the phone, I understand. Howard, are you there?
I am here, Dan. Do you read me?
Yeah, I read you loud and clear, sir.
You had the audacity to play that song.
Well, you're one of the big all-time singing stylists.
I mean, tried that on Saturday nights and I got canceled.
Howard, I must tell the people that when the Mets were on WABC, you and Ralph Branca used to do the pre- and post-game shows. And while you were downstairs in the newsroom gathering up sports information for the closing show, me and Branca would be playing Gin Rummy. Ralph Branca has several thousand dollars of my money to this day. I think his success in the insurance business is because of that.
If he does, you're the only one he ever beat.
Well...
Listen, well, I'm just delighted about your 20th anniversary. My congratulations. And you bring up Big Ralph number 13, Branca, and the Mets pre- and post-game shows. Those were some of the happiest days of my life because The Mets were even worse then than they are now, and you and I used to sing the Mets theme song, remember?
Sure do.
The Mets are really socking the ball.
Right.
Well, by God, there came a day when little Hobie Landreth hit a home run off Warren Spahn, and the sports writers were transfixed for a decade.
Yes, I remember. Do you still play gin rummy as well as you used to?
Probably the best player in the land because of my total recall.
You do.
Hey, you did one of the nicest things I've ever heard earlier.
What's that?
You paid tribute to some of the greatest men in the history of our industry, the staff announcers.
They sure were great.
I began before I even knew you, Dan, and I'd like to add to what you said.
Go ahead.
People like Dorian St. George and Doug Browning and Charlie Woods and John Cozier, whom you mentioned, and George Hayes, whom you mentioned. The amount of help they were to me when I came in as a neophyte couldn't be measured. In fact, as much as anybody, they made it possible for somebody like me to even begin to sound professional. So I thank you, sir, on this occasion of your 20th anniversary, for remembering them.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you for talking with us. It sounds like you're having a good time. Are you out there in the Hamptons someplace?
Yes, my summer home, and I've got 4 grandchildren really socking the ball.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, listen, you're a pro. You're Big Dan, and I mean you're big, and you don't survive 20 years and continue to prosper. You don't have that kind of longevity and durability in so perilous a business as ours if you're not the best there is at what you do. Which you are. Congratulations, old friend.
Thank you, my friend. Good talking to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's kind of nice coming from Howard Cosell, because I consider him to be one of a kind. I always think of Howard in terms very similar to the way people used to think of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. There were a lot of people who loved FDR, and there were a lot of people who didn't. But yet, he kept on going and kept on going, and Howard keeps on going, too. He's a unique, brilliant man. If you don't know him personally, maybe you don't know that Howard is even smarter than he tells you he is. He really is. Wonderful guy. We got the record that I played one before, the one that I didn't like. Well, I'm going to play the one that I did like. Out of all these number one tunes, this is my favorite. Yeah, back in 1969. The year of hope in music, that year. Tuned in to WABC and saying, so what the hell's going on? This is my 20th anniversary show. I'm Dan Ingram, and the honor group of the day, oh my goodness, they just walked in with would you look at that? This is an Atwater Kent Radio Super Heterodyne. And it says, presented to Dan Ingram, another day, another dollar. The music's on us, the joke's on you. WABC, a radio station on the occasion of his 520th bi-monthly paycheck. Ah, I love it. As New York's number one radio personality by the A-Team, Harry Lang, Win Lloyd, Saul Rockman, Bob Deitch, George Berger, Bill Moser, Jim McGuire, Gene Maxwell, Kiki Hooper, Frank D'Elia, George Musgrave, and Rick James. Now, isn't that nice? Thank you, gentlemen. I applaud you with one single applause. That's very nice. That is absolutely beautiful. Oh, that is that mine, or did you just read it?
It's yours.
And Edward, does it work and everything?
Yeah.
If I turned it on now, could I listen to myself and go home? That is beautiful. It's one of those old, since it's a radio, I'll describe it. It's one of those old-fashioned kind of pyramid-shaped radios. What do you call it?
Cathedral radio.
Cathedral shape. That's it. Cathedral radio. It's an Atwater Kent, and it's for real.
We're talking to the guy that makes the phone system.
The guy that makes the phone system. Mr. Marconi. Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. And a nice, beautifully engraved plaque. Gee, guys, that's wonderful. That means as much to me as... now, you may not know this, but I'll tell you something at home. I have I wear earphones. No, it's a single phone. It's a very old earphone. And the reason it... thank you. The reason I wear a single earphone is because when I first started in radio, there was a guy by the name of George... George Chandler, who was the chief engineer of WALK in Patchogue, Long Island. He said... he was from Maine. He said, anybody wears two earphones falls in love with their own voice. And I wear one, and I've always worn one. It's an old cheap one, and it sounds lousy, and I like it that way. But 5 years ago, the folks around here who really count, the engineering staff, got together and got me a gold jack for my earphones. It's the only one I know of in radio, and I use that all the time, and I use it every day, and this means at least as much, if not considerably more than that. Thank you, guys, really. That's wonderful. I'm touched. I was about to say something facetious, but I can't do that. There is one thing I wanted to play for you. There was a promo on, which is the first time I ever came across the music I now use as my closing music, and I've used since then. This was called the Gasser ID, and it ran for, I think, 14 years off and on the station, and it sounded like this.
WABC, serving New York and America with music in tempo with today. You latched on to Radio 77, WABC. The Springer in New York now. The only station with young ideas for New York.
Yeah, that was fun to do that kind of radio. We're doing this kind of radio now, which is kind of a retrospective of what's been happening. And Rick James, who has been diligently digging up what happened in the past, is here with another five-year budget of goodies that happened. Where were we? 71, I guess?
Ready for 71, a controversy.
They have one of our little anniversary jingles.
Ingram's Radio. Congratulations there, WABC.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love jingles like that. We had a jingle for Howard Cosell that we played just once on the air. It says, the gifted one stinks here, WABC.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho. Unfortunately, Howard was listening. he's a wonderful guy. Anyway, the record that came in 1970 as the number one tune is a tune that was rejected by three other singers before they finally took it to B.J. Thomas. Mother is on the phone, who just called from Malvern, Long Island, where I grew up after we moved from Flushing to Malvern. And hello there. I'm not going to put you on the air because I don't have to pay you. But so you wanted to send a telegram and they couldn't send it today, and you called instead. Aw, you're a good mommy. Thank you. You're going to read it to me now, what you're going to send a telegram? Go ahead. Wait a second, I can't quite hear you yet. So could you say that again, please?
Love and congratulations on your 20th anniversary at WABC.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Best wishes for the next 20.
Oh.
We're prejudiced, of course, since we've loved you ever since the doctor said it's a boy.
Oh. You were worried I was going to be a girl?
No.
Well, you just gave your congratulations to me and a couple of million people on the air.
Oh, good.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, I didn't expect to get you.
I'll talk to you later on.
How wonderful.
Take care.
Oh, we love the program.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, isn't that nice? My mommy called. Now, if I could get my wife to call back, because the phones are working now, I'd like to put her on the air, because I know she's listening. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, we were about to do this. Oh, that was spectacular. That was what you call part of a jingle. That's an edit. 18 minutes before 6 o'clock. That's the first time, Jake, I've done since 3 o'clock. I just realized. The temperature, I have no idea what temperature is. It's cool in the studio and wherever you are. We have something called What's an Ingram that's on this list here. We'll find out what this is.
Ingram's Radio. Congratulations there. WABC.
What do you think of Dan Ingram?
He's in charge of a mess, I think. He keeps saying it's a mess. Is that the guy?
Well, I guess he's the guy who plays music.
I don't know English.
Is it an animal? I don't know. He's a WABC guy. Dan Ingram.
What's a Dan Ingram? It's a fantastic cocktail.
An aborigine.
Sounds like a popsicle to me.
I like a wristwatch.
Who is a great lover?
Folks, he's really one of the heavies.
He's a newscaster for ABC, isn't he? I think he comes on in the late show.
I think he's kind of crazy.
He's kind of bald. folding up on top.
Cat Ingram. He may be a political figure.
Some new kind of soap.
I haven't pictured as kind of a big guy.
Well, his voice sounds tall, dark, and handsome. He's probably short, dumpy, and fat.
Do you know how many years Dan's been at ABC?
30, I guess.
Happy anniversary, Dan, from WABC.
You didn't want me to put you on the air? You really don't want to be on the air? You sure about that?
I really don't.
You really don't? Why? Why didn't you want to be on the air, darling?
Oh, darling, please.
I think you sound great on the air.
Oh, and I love you too, sweetheart.
I love you, darling. Thanks for calling.
Bye, darling.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
I'm coming home. She's gone. Okay. I think I scared her. That's my wife, Jeannie. And later on in the show, about an hour from now, I have something to play that also has her on it, which I know she'll want to listen to because it was probably the highlight of my entire career. But that's about an hour from now. In the meantime, we have something that I haven't heard in so long, I've forgotten what it is, but I do remember the title. Let's hear it.
They are Jackson 5, Lynn Anderson, Dirtbag, Wilson Pike, and Tina Carter, Gordon Lightfoot, The Partridge Band, All Hit Music Radio, WABC.
It's so hard to talk that way. You know, you have to take a deep breath and put one finger in one nostril and keep putting it in and out of each nostril. One time on April Fool's Day, we had the day they fooled me by having me not on the air. About an hour later, Sammy Kaye walked in the station with a record he was plugging, and they put him on the air. And it got to be a thing. A year later, they did something else I've forgotten. But one year, I remember when... it was David Fry, and this was prior to all the Watergate stuff. And David used to do, and still does, a great imitation of then-President Nixon. And this is what happened on April Fool's Day. I believe it was 67, was it? I've forgotten that. I've forgotten. 72, was it? Was it that late? 71, 70, somewhere around there, and this is what happened that
it's,
day.
It's 4 minutes past two, and it's April Fool's Day on the Ingram thing, and I guess that's about it.
Abby,
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full.
Yes.
I've traveled each and every highway.
What the hell is it?
But more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets,
just go on.
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course.
Yes, sir.
Each careful step along the byway. And more, much more than this.
What?
I did it my way.
Who the hell is this?
Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew.
Yes.
But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out.
WABC.
I guess he got my telegram. That was David Fry imitating our beloved. It's 7 minutes past two on the Ingram. That's what happened on the air that day. And David came in and we talked for a little while. And it was kind of fun. He's an awfully nice guy and a very talented guy. It was nice to bring that back. We've had a lot of crazy things happen on the air, but we'll be getting to more of that stuff. In the meantime, coming up next, we have the number one tune of 1971.
WABC's Dan Ingram.
So, any
Anything else? Is that it? Oh, okay. we got on the phone with us right now
a chap who was my engineer for a long time and is now the founder, owner, creator, and general impresario of the Eventide Clockworks. He is known to me as the Evil Ox. He is known to you as Richard Factor. And, Richard, how is the electronics business?
Absolutely wonderful.
That's good. I'm glad. Have you... this is the man who invented the heen and the hern, which you may have remembered from... That's how he invented it, too. He used to be a trumpet player, it sounds like, anyway. Richard, I'm glad you called to say hello. And what was the other... the time that you got a what was called a harmonizer. And would you explain what a harmonizer is? That was another April Fool's Day thing.
Yeah, that is a pitch change device that makes people sound very, very funny indeed.
Made me sound like Mickey Mouse on the air.
Or backwards.
Right, or George Ansborough, you know, big voice like that. But anyway, you did that to me on the air, and I can't find the tape, and I know you got it someplace in your multi-faceted files. But I want to thank you for calling up and wish you continued good success with Eventide Clockworks, because it proves that there is life after WABC. Thank you, Richard.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Dan.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He was my engineer for a long time, and he's one hell of a nice guy, and I just wanted to put him on the air. I am going to do right now my favorite jingle of all the jingles of all time that I ever played. This is for all the jingle freaks. I won't talk over it, and it's you always had somebody talking over it, so you never really knew what it sounded like. And this is my all-time favorite WABC jingle.
Let's go, 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 go.
Top of that. They're out there recording them. It's time now to find out what's happening around the world and around the block. Check up on traffic. Rick James is here, who's doing a hell of a job today. Thank you, Rick. And we'll have the news. And then I'm going to have a record that was, let's see, which record was that? I believe it was the record from 1972. Yeah, it was a number one tune out of 1972. And after that, I'm going to play something for you that contains an obscenity. I almost got fired. I'll play that for you. That's coming up. But right now, this.
WABC, Action Central News.
Transcribe.
77 WABC.
ABC, New York.
Congratulations,
man. Thank you, gang.
ABC.
20 years I've been here, and 20 years I've watched my sideburns get gray, and hair by agonizing hair. But I don't believe in the mirror. I think the mirror lies. I do think the mirror lies, because somewhere in my head, I'm about, I used to be 18 for a long time. Now I'm somewhere around 29. Really, when I'm 46. I started when I was 26, 20 years ago, in 1961. And one of the things I wanted to say before I went any further in the show, I suppose more properly this belongs at the end, but there's some other things I want to do, is I would like to just take a moment to pay respect to the memory of a dear friend, the man who hired me in New York. And frankly, if you listen to the tape that I gave him, from which he hired me, I'm amazed that he heard anything in there worth hiring, because I listened to it today, and it's pretty poor. The late Hal Neal, he's responsible for me being here. You're responsible for me staying here, but he's the guy who brought me in, gave me the latitude to do some things that a lot of people wouldn't really like to have happen on their radio station in those days. He let me have a little bit of room to fool around with, and it made the difference, because I think the one thing that I did in those days that I like to think I do now is try to talk to you honestly and openly and say something that might be a little hoo-hoo-hoo, but nothing that's going to hurt anybody. And he had the courage and, I guess, the foresight to let me do that. If it hadn't been for Hal Neal, I'd still be somewhere in Kansas City, probably making a good buck and having a good time, but not at this level. Hal, wherever you are, I love you. You were my friend. Thank you. Now let's go back to 1972. That WABC's Dan Ingram meant that I was in the clutches of this station somehow. They almost did once. They got mad at me for this, and I'm going to play it again because I think we can say this on the air. At least I hope we can. Ever since Archie Bunker started saying G's instead of G and Hell and Damn and all those words. Well, I think I'm over my Hell and Damn quotient for the hour. I better cool it. They're only allowed one. But I'll tell you the story of this, and you'll hear it again. And this is what happened on the air, because I goofed and said what I was trying not to say. See, the thing was, you weren't supposed to say that word, which, it had to do with fecal matter. And I was in my agent's office, and there was a lady who has since passed away, bless her soul, name of Merrill Pecker, and she did auditioning for commercials. And we were sitting there talking to each other, and the joke was, nobody's named Merrill, which was supposedly funny, you know, those cynical people in showbiz. And then I said to myself, well, what happens if Merrill Pecker married Joe Cocker? She'd be Merrill Pecker Cocker. And then I said, how about if she married the heir to the Smucker's Jam fortune? She'd be Merrill Pecker Cocker Smucker. And it went on like that. It was all very funny and very innocent and kind of risque, but not, you know, nothing really out and out bad. And that got on my mind as I was walking over here, because my agent used to be on Madison Avenue. He's down on, he's the best agent in the world. His name is Don Buchwald, and if you're in the business and want a great agent, he's the guy who can get you to stardom, because he's great. Anyway, I walked from his old office on Madison Avenue over to 6th. I was thinking about Smucker's Jam and Schick House Franks and other words like that, and this is what happened, and I blew it.
News before the hour, a service of ABC, the most music on WABC New York.
WABC, Danny Grove, go. I had a what do you call it, nightmare last night, and I dreamt that, we had feedback is what I dreamt, sorry dear, I dreamt that I got a commercial, and the manufacturers of Smucker's Jam, and Schick House Meats, and Schlitz Beer, all got together, and formed a corporation called the Schlitz Well, it's been a nice career.
I want to tell you, I got cold. And I hate to tell you where I got cold. But I went, took a couple days, stuck my head in the next day, and when I came on the air, I did a whole bunch of tongue twisters just to prove I could do them. You know, like the awfulest thistle, the successful thistle, the thistle, sifting it, syphil of unsifted thistles, thrust 3,000 thistles through the thick of his thumb. See the down, sifting it, syphil of unsifted thistles, thrust not 3,000 thistles through the thick of my thumb. Success to the successful thistle sifter. Well, I can say that, but I couldn't say, I'm not going to say it because I'll blow it. Well, let's move on in terms of music. Let's get up to 1973 and one of the prettiest number one tunes of all. Incidentally, I must remind you again, this weekend we're bringing you the songs that reached number one in New York all weekend long on New York's radio station, our number one song weekend. And this was the number one song of 1973.
ABC's drumming.
Telephone right now with the man who has been somewhat responsible for my fortunes over the years. His name is Don Buchwald. And, Don, you're on the air.
Oh, me?
You are right on the Very Electric Radio Theater, the Ingram thing.
I can't believe it. I'm really touched by this broadcast, you know, the accolades from all your fellow workers there and the whole thing. And I just want to say I really respect you now more than ever. And because of that, our company is going to reduce their commission to 10% starting Monday.
Wait a minute. You're only supposed to have been taking 10% all these years.
Oh, but I blew it.
Oh. Hey, Don, thanks for calling.
You're terrific.
Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's a nice man. He's not only a very talented man, but he's the kind of an agent that can sit down and talk with people very rationally and bilk them. It's wonderful. He's a good chap. All right, we're going to... There's something very, very special that I want to play for you, but first I want to do the record that started the whole disco craze, which is an interesting milestone in our career here at WABC. It was probably the first really, truly disco-type record. It was by the Hughes Corporation, and it was the number one tune in 1974.
Dan Ingram.